how's it going? Welcome to the Snodcast. For those of you who have never heard one of these before, welcome. It's our podcast of the best bits of the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. For those of you who used to listen to them, you'll be thinking, why have they not been around for a while? Well, it's all to do with licensing and different bits of mumbo-jumbo that you don't need to know anything about. Anyway, we're back! Coming up on this week's Snodcast, we have Question Time. Asking the all-important questions and getting your answers. David Dimbleby does a show like that, but his is much more serious. Also, we discuss my new favourite television show, the reason for my mum's lack of free bus pass, considering she is now 61. And also, Jedward once again caused controversy on this very show.
The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Snodcast.
First up, alright, my toothpaste has gone hard.
How old is it?
It's only a couple of weeks old. It's a fresh tube.
A couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Is it a big tube or a wee tube?
Well, it's a big tube. But Jules uses a different toothpaste than me, so...
It's just you on the tube.
But I don't understand it, whether or not I left the cap open or not on it. But like, it's really, 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 really hard. I mean,
does it squeeze out?
No.
You can't squeeze it out?
No, but if you like, you have to put an awful lot of force and effort in to try and get it out. Now, do you think it's...
I wouldn't use that one.
Yeah, and I was sort of thinking that myself. That's why
it's
I used
like
hers this morning.
Inside. Maybe they got that fixing stuff confused with the toothpaste.
I don't know. Has this happened to you? Do you know what I'm talking about? Did I leave the cap open for too
exactly
long or something?
It's warm at the minute, though. It hasn't exactly dried out, I'm sure.
Just a thought. So if you can help me out in that, that'd be great.
Right.
Also, on Saturday night on the way home, I was fast asleep in my mate Nick's car.
As you do, yes.
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And we get pulled over by the police. And Nick got breathalyzed, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And he doesn't drink at all. Whatsoever. He's teetotal. So breathalyzer and all out. I have to be honest and say, I was in the passenger seat. I felt nervous for him.
Even though he doesn't drink. Had you been drinking?
Just in case. Yeah, I'd had a couple of drinks,
So the car may have smelt of alcohol.
I don't know. I said, listen,
were
I
the windows
really
steamed up?
No. The reason why they pulled him over, was, and I didn't realise there was a law against this, but perhaps someone out there can fill me in on this. We were driving along the dual carriageway. Nick was sticking to the 40 mile an hour speed limit and he was in the outside lane and there was not another sinner on the road.
Right.
But apparently you're not allowed to drive in the outside lane solely.
It's the overtaking lane.
Yeah, you have to drive in the inside lane at all times.
Unless you're overtaking.
But there was no one else on the road. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't think there was a law about this.
Well, there must be.
So perhaps you can fill me in on that.
And why do they get them though at 4 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody else on the road? It's not bothering anybody. But yet in peak rush hour traffic, you've got someone sitting on the outside lane of the motorway doing 25 miles an hour.
I don't really know. So that's the second question I want answered this morning.
Okay.
And my third question, whatever happened to the good old 12-month mobile phone contract?
Oh, you don't get those. You never really got those.
You always got them.
No, you didn't.
You did, Kirsty.
If you were very lucky.
You always
normally,
got a 12-month bad
no,
boy.
No, normally they're 18 months.
You never appreciated them, okay, whenever there was 12-month bad boys going on. Now it's an 18-month minimum deal for your mobile phone contract.
Yep.
Whatever happened to the good old 12-month contract? I met a friend of mine the other day who's distraught after getting himself a mobile phone only last month and realising that his network now has the iPhone, yes. And he's now got it. Now I said, well, what are you going to do? And he says, I've got to wait. And I said, how long do you got to wait for? He said, 22 months.
You normally hear them on the radio. Now you've just heard them on the internet. It was the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.
Apparently it's illegal, right? If other lanes clear.
Right.
Right, and you're still hogging the outside lane.
Yeah.
All right, so... Anyhow, we got a lecture and didn't get a fine, which is all good. That's good. And I'll know that for future, and so will you, and so will everyone else who's listening to this show, okay?
If you're travelling
late at night, okay, and you're in the outside lane, pull over to the inside lane. Don't be hogging the outside lane at all times, even if there's no one else on the road.
Not just late at night, at all times.
At all times, yes, of course.
If you're not overtaking, stay on the inside.
So that's good.
Did the police wake you up, or did Nick waken you up, going, Pete, we've been pulled over by the police?
I can't remember what happened. I just remember.
You're useless.
Do you know the best of it was? I'm shocked nothing was mentioned to me. I had the seat fully reclined. As I was flat out, having been to see Ronald on the way home, I got my car fixed and then fell asleep. That was the routine. So I woke up, I was looking up, and the police officer sticking his head through the window, and I was like, hi. talking about mobile phones and the old 12-month contracts, mm-hmm. all right? They still do exist, but only if you get a talk and text mobile phone. You don't want one with lots of technology. The more technology, the more months of a contract you've got to have.
It's because you've got to pay for the phone in the long run, because they won't charge you for the phone, but they'll keep you tied in long enough that your monthly tariff will cover the cost.
And no one can explain to me the reason why my toothpaste is hard. No one.
I'd bin it and get a new one.
But you know what? This isn't the first time this has happened to me. This has
what
happened to me before.
What do you do with your toothpaste?
I don't know. I don't know. Someone's called
me. Is somebody having a laugh? No. Putting super glue in there or
no.
something?
Some...
don't do that.
You
though.
Need more than that to shut me up.
I hadn't even thought of it that way.
Missed the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show?
Hello.
You didn't? Well, here it is again anyway. The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.
Hello, Pete. See that toothpaste? Do you see you're screwing the lid on right and not letting any air in you?
To be honest with you, I couldn't be 100% sure.
Well, if you let out in there, it'll go hard on you, mate. It's nothing to do with the heating, so it's not.
I'm not. My heating's been on round the clock, to be honest with you.
If it was to do with the heating, you'd be hard too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
So take 5 minutes earlier and don't rush and get the lid on properly and it'll not go hard, all right?
I'll remember that for my next tube.
All right, cheers,
mate. Hi. Mind you, I'm thinking I used her tube this morning since mine was hard.
Oh, I hope you put the lid on hers properly. Well, is it flip top or screw on?
Hers was screw on. Mine was flip top.
That's really difficult.
There's no excuse not to have the cap put on properly.
Especially when it's a flip top. Unless, you know the way sometimes you get a wee bit of toothpaste around the outside of it? So then you flip the top down, it goes on top of the toothpaste. Maybe there isn't a good enough seal there.
So then that's really become a cleaning issue. Between a sealing issue or a cleaning issue, it's one or the other, to be honest with you. Anyway, let's move on this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Suzanne, how's it going?
Oh, it's fine. I just thought as soon as you were doing question time this morning, if anyone could help me with a question.
Go ahead.
Well, you see, I'm looking for an alarm clock that actually can wake me up in the mornings because I keep sleeping through I've got 2 alarm clocks. And then my dad rings me to make sure that I'm awake, and this morning he phoned 17 times before I woke up.
How many times?
17.
17 times.
And I'm late for work again, and I just need an alarm clock that will definitely wake me up in the morning.
2 alarm clocks and 17 phone calls, and you still wouldn't budge?
No, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I have no idea. Perhaps you need a vibrating bed.
Okay, well, maybe.
Can you get such a thing?
That'd be another reason to stay in it.
Thanks, Ben.
Alrighty, well, we'll look into that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
But imagine having a bed, right, that shakes beyond, but it totally wakes you up. And if you didn't have bed head already, the shakes and the vibrations would give you bed head. And the only way that you could stop the bed vibrating was actually by switching off a switch that's on the other side of the room.
So you had to get out.
That would work for you, Suzanne, definitely. So there you go. That's all been all the questions for question time this morning. I think, to be honest, we've done quite well with the answers,
That's not bad, actually, yeah.
Realistically,
that
being question time.
Covered everything.
See, David Dimbleby needs to start really taking a long, hard look at himself. And
tackling
really,
the proper questions.
Exactly, the proper questions of the day. Exactly, like why is your toothpaste hard? I would switch on BBC One on Thursday night to watch that.
As heard every weekday mornings, when you wake up. That was the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show, Snodcast.
Hey, you're talking about Kitty Price?
Yeah.
You know that she's a very sporty woman.
In
sport.
Oh, yes, she does. She does a bit of riding.
That's right. And I think she's actually been here in Northern Ireland because her horse was actually competing in Enniskillen Irvinstown. They have a big riding college down there.
It may just be a horse that she owns.
Oh, well, it's her main horse now. As far as I know, she has been here. So you never know, you might bump into her sometime.
Absolutely, and you know what? I will know that if I do actually, seriously, literally bump into her, there'll be plenty to cushion the blow.
Okay, mate, keep the good work up.
Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye.
Morning, Kirsty.
Good morning.
Now, did you see last night on the television, forget cops, okay, or all that American mumbo-jumbo when it comes to, you know, showcasing the police and their skills on the television. Last night on BBC One Northern Ireland, we had, now, I hope I've got the name of the show right, was it Police Northern Ireland? Did you watch this last night?
I missed it, I fell asleep.
It was all to do with the traffic branch.
Right.
And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed watching the work of the PSNI on our roads, maintaining the safety for the citizens of the province on the highways and byways of Northern Ireland. I was thinking, though, with regards to the police pulling you over. I don't know when the last time the police pulled you over, Kirsty, but at the end of the day, it is quite a scary experience.
Happened to you recently?
Did, yeah. You know what you notice like yourself, ladies and gentlemen? The lights go on and you get pulled over and the sweat starts running down the shock and your heart is racing. Sir, do you know what speed you were doing? About 35. It was actually 39, sir, in a 30. But I'll let you away with it this time. Yes. Brilliant. Then, of course, you get the situation where you get pulled over and... Sir, you're not allowed to be on your mobile phone whilst driving. I know, officer, but it was my mum calling and my auntie's been taken into hospital. It doesn't matter. The law is the law. 3 penalty points and a 60-point fine. All right. And that's the sort of mindset that's going on, all right? Imagine, okay, the shock and horror as you get pulled over and the lights come on. Hello, officer. Says, sir, do you know that you've been doing 60 and a 40? And you turn around. You turn around and not only see the police officer, but you see a cameraman from the BBC.
The Pete Snod and Breakfast Show Snodcast.
There was this guy at the end who I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to cruising, this is the guy that you want to cruise with. Honestly, you know what? It wasn't textbook cruising, you know, with your massive 20-inch exhaust pipe and your 21-inch rims on your 1.0 Citroen Saxo. Mm-hmm. I can't actually remember what type of car it was, but this guy decided whenever it came to souping up his car, you know, he would do things slightly differently. And it wasn't just about the finish. He painted his car matte black, so much so that you could write on the side of it in chalk. He then decided to make his very own spoiler made out of wood.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, true, Bill. And then on the actual bonnet of his car, he had a rat that was drilled onto the bonnet so as it wouldn't move.
A real rat?
Yeah, no, not a real rat, like a metal one. The actual police officer that pulled him over wasn't too enamoured with this. As he turned around and said, "Now, sir, in all honesty, if perhaps someone ends up on the bonnet of your car, you know, I mean, the rat could obviously hurt them. I would imagine somehow that if you got hit by a car and you ended up in the bonnet of the car, that would hurt somewhat a little bit more than the rat that was drilled onto the bonnet."
How big was the rat?
The rat looked probably around half a foot.
Mm. It's no worse than, say, a roller. You know, the wee thing they've got on the front that sits up on the bonnet?
Yeah.
What do they call those things?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure.
Mm.
Mercs used to have them as well.
Yeah.
Some Mercedes still do have them. Anyway, right. Anyone who works for like Maserati, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche, you know, all the real high-end cars out there. I would get this guy. Now, I think he's from down Banbridge direction. Seriously, if you want to make an impression whenever it comes to the Milan Motor Show, this is the guy you've got to get on your stand.
This is the Pete Snod and Breakfast Show Snodcast.
Right. Let's get to it this morning. I had a message last night on my Facebook site, and the message read somewhere along the lines of, "Pete, you have to phone your mum again."
Right.
All right. For those of you who missed it, I did phone her a couple of times last few weeks. It was entertaining, there's no doubt, because my mother doesn't like being on the radio. Anyway, I said that I wouldn't be doing that again, because she's very traumatised. I phoned her.
How did she go after that last attempt when you were Arnie? And he used Arnie's voice to say, "Hello, I'm a policeman."
I phoned her at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
She got throttled.
I phoned her at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and she answered the phone. It was a bit like this. You could hear it being picked up. "Hello." And I went, "Hi, Mom." She goes, hello? I said, Mom, it's me.
She goes, oh, you poor woman.
Then she goes, you recording me? I said, no, I'm not recording you.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're not even in the studio.
She goes, I'm not recording you. And she goes, you sure? I don't know whether I can trust you or not.
Now she won't want phone calls from you. Results.
So after 15 minutes, I finally convinced her that I wasn't in fact recording her. But you know what, secretly I wished I had a phone. Anyway, I've got something new that I've got to do.
What's that?
I've got to try and take a photograph of her without her knowing. My mother has built up this, she's not for photographs. She doesn't like them being taken of her. She's very anti-photographic. And the reason why I want to take a photograph of her is because I want to apply for her bus pass on her behalf. Morning, Mum. My mother is coming 61.
She'll be listening.
I know. She's coming 61 very shortly, ladies and gentlemen.
Has she not applied for a bus pass yet?
No, she hasn't. And the reason why is because they require a photograph and she does not want to get one taken to send to them.
But don't you get free rail travel and all as well?
Oh, it's free bus.
You can
bus,
go anywhere, anywhere in Ireland with your free bus pass.
Yeah, absolutely. She can do whatever she wants with her free bus pass, but she will not get one because she has to get a photograph taken of herself. She would prefer to pay for the trade than get a photograph taken. Isn't that awful? So my next mission, ladies and gentlemen, is to try and camp out somewhere in the house and get a pic when she's least expecting. And then not only apply for the bus pass, but also stick it up online. I've just had best idea ever.
What?
I mean, ever. I mean, this is definitely one of those ideas that I know. Well, it can go one of two ways. It can be really, really, really well accepted, or it can go down like a fart in a spacesuit.
Right, what is it?
You know, my mum's birthday's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy her a session with a professional photographer.
That's a good idea.
Isn't that quite good?
Yeah. Get her a makeover and everything first.
No, she doesn't need a makeover, Kirsty. That's the thing.
Right, okay.
With all due respect, I have to say, my mother really does take good care of herself.
She does. She looks after herself.
Yeah, she looks really, really, really well.
But that's why, still, it's nice to be pampered.
That's why I get so annoyed with her, the fact that she won't get her bus pass because she's afraid of getting the photograph taken. It's beyond me. So if we get a pro in to do the pic, how about that? What do you think?
I think that'll be a good one.
Should I phone and ask her?
You can try. I don't think she'll answer the phone this time in the morning.
This is the Pete Snoddum Breakfast Show Snodcast.
I have to laugh at my wife.
Why?
And I think this is something that we all get frustrated over. Whenever you're in the car and you're driving and there's someone sitting right up your backside.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in your rearview mirror. They're right away, right up there.
Yeah, but I'd love to do it at that moment, but you can't because it's too dangerous because they're too close. I'd just love to slam the anchors on. Teach them the lesson, but it means just they're going to crash into you.
I know, but
so then you'd get done for dangerous driving.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, it's their fault because they're behind. Yeah.
And you're thinking, whiplash, claim. Vi's laughing, right? Because my wife gets very, very, very frustrated, particularly if she's been on a 12 and a half hour night shift, right? And she gets off work at 7:15 in the morning. She's travelled from Lisburn towards Bangor, right? Which means that she is in the, obviously doing the M1 in rush hour for everyone heading to Belfast.
Yeah.
So the other, this just makes me laugh. The other morning, she was so frustrated, okay, with this guy who was right up the back of her car. To try and put him off and to try and fend him off, so to speak, she put on the rear
fog light.
No, the rear wiper blade.
That's going to work.
Missed the Pete Snoddum Breakfast Show?
Hello.
You didn't? Well, here it is again anyway. The Pete Snoddum Breakfast Show Snodcast.
Can you play some Jedward for your many fans or for their many fans? Also because you both hate it. Please play it. Mm-hmm. What, you want us to wallow in self-pity? Having to play that?
I can't say I hate it.
I can't say I hate it either. It's one of those tunes that sounds really bad, but you know, you want to hate. Even if you secretly like it, you wish you hated it.
There's not many people who actually stand up and say they like it.
Very true. But here's some great news. I you know what? I want to speak to... This is what I want right now. This is what I'm going to do.
Right.
I want
a Westlife fan, okay? A Westlife fan that hates Jedward to phone me, okay? So if you're a Westlife fan and you hate Jedward, phone me, okay? 9182-0010, all right? I also would love a Westlife fan, okay, that loves Jedward to phone me. Okay?
Right, okay.
Now, if you've got an issue letting people know that you are, in fact, a Westlife fan, then we're really into problems here this morning. Right, okay, let's go to the phones. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I am a Westlife fan.
Who are you?
Hate Jedward.
You hate Jedward?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can I ask you to turn your radio down for me?
I did indeed.
All right, okay. Can you hold on the line for 1 second?
Yeah.
So she hates Jedward. Good morning. Are you a Westlife fan?
Yes.
Yes, are you? Wow, way unbelievable. Do you like Jedward?
No.
No. Okay, okay. That's good. You hold on there. Let's see. Hello? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, are you a Westlife fan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like or hate Jedward?
Yes.
Which
what do you
one?
Mean, yes. Do you like them or do you hate them?
I like them.
Oh, sorted. We've got one of each.
Do we? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
First and third.
Okay, let's reprogram the desk here. So, now, you're on line two. This is nice. Okay, let's go to this person here. Good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Right, so you're a Westlife fan and you hate Jedward.
Yes.
And the gentleman there who loves Westlife, you like Jedward.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the response, okay?
Okay.
Westlife have just announced that Jedward are going to be their support act for their next tour.
Oh, no!
Yay!
Oh, no way!
As heard every morning when you wake up, that was the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.